السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here. Inshallah, I hope that everyone is doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are continuing where we left off from Surah An-Nisa, starting from ayah number 152 to ayah number 158, inshallah. We're just going to start first with the recitation of these verses. If you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 152.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا بالله ورسله ولم يفرقوا بين أحد منهم أولئك سوف يؤتيهم أجورهم وكان الله غفورا رحيما. يسألك أهل الكتاب أن تنزل عليهم كتابا من السماء فقد سألوا موسى أكبر من ذلك فقالوا أرنا الله جهرة فأخذتهم الصاعقة بظلمهم ثم اتخذوا العجل من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات فعفونا عن ذلك وآتينا موسى سلطانا مبينا ورفعنا فوقهم طور بميثاقهم وقلنا لهم ادخلوا الباب سجدا وقلنا لهم لا تعدوا في السبت وأخذنا منهم ميثاقا غليظا فبما نقضهم ميثاقهم وكفرهم بآيات الله وقتلهم الأنبياء بغير حق وقولهم قلوبنا غلف بل طبع الله عليها بكفرهم فلا يؤمنون إلا قليلا وبكفرهم وقولهم على مريم بهتانا عظيما وقولهم إنا قتلنا المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم وإن الذين اختلفوا فيه لفي شك منه ما لهم به من علم إلا اتباع الظن وما قتلوه يقينا بل رفعه الله إليه وكان الله عزيزا حكيما.
So inshallah, that is our lesson, starting from ayah number 152 to ayah number 158. Inshallah, for the theory part of our class, we are going to start a new topic. The topic is the topic of tafkhim and tarqiq. Tafkhim basically means heaviness and tarqiq means lightness. So this is referring to the letters that are heavy and the letters that are light. And we're going to go a little bit more in detail on these letters. So we did already cover the heavy letters when we were doing these sifat. We did isti'ala and istifal. Isti'ala are the heavy letters, khusa, dakht, and kiv. And then we had istifal, which are all the rest of the letters. And then we had itbaq and infitah as well, extra heavy and not extra heavy.
So we have already briefly covered this topic when we were doing Sifat. Now, this topic in specific, Tafkhim and Tarqiq, is going to go a little bit more in detail about some of these heavy letters. And then also, we are going to cover some of the letters that are sometimes heavy and sometimes light. So this is like Alif, Lam, and Ra. So this is why, again, if you're thinking that we've already done the heavy letters, this is basically just a continuation of that small part of the Sifat topic that we did. We're going a lot more in detail, and then we're going to cover some of these other letters as well. So just really quickly, starting with what is Tafkhim and what is Tarqiq. Tafkhim linguistically means to fatten or to make heavy. Okay, to fatten or to make heavy. The reason why we use tafkhim for a heavy letter is because in order to make a letter heavy, we are going to elevate the roof of the tongue. And when you do this, you are going to notice that your mouth has a feeling of fullness. You are fattening the tongue almost. You will feel that that tongue is kind of rounding up. And you are going to feel that that letter has become heavy because you have elevated the root of the tongue. So this is why tafkhim is used in the context of tajweed as heaviness that is applied to the letter. So the mouth is filled with the echo of the heaviness of the letter. So this is tafkhim. Heaviness or fatness, we can just use heaviness here. And just know that anytime in the context of tajweed, if we are using the term heavy, we are saying that that root of the tongue is going to be raised. And this is what is giving that mouth the feeling of fullness or giving the mouth that feeling of heaviness. So this is tafkhim. Tarqiq is the complete opposite of tafkhim. Tafkhim and tarqiq are opposites. Tarqiq linguistically means thinness or lightness. So again, it is opposite of tafkhim. Fattening is tafkhim. Tarqiq is thinness. And heaviness is tafkhim, lightness is tarqiq. So it is the complete opposite. It is the absence of heaviness in pronouncing the letter, so the mouth is not filled with its echo. So here, you don't have to raise the back of the tongue. You are just going to keep it lowered. You're going to keep it neutral. You don't have to add anything in order to make it heavy. So for tafkhim, we are going to elevate the root of the tongue. We are going to add heaviness to a letter. And for tarqiq, it is the default setting of a letter. So you are not going to have to add anything. You're not going to have to do anything in order to read a letter that has tarqiq. So this is just a basic definition of tafkhim and tarqiq. Now, when it comes to tafkhim and tarqiq and heaviness and lightness, there are a total of 3 categories in the Arabic alphabet. So the first category is one that we have already done when we did Sifat. These are letters that always have tafkhim. They are always going to be heavy no matter what. Whether they have a fatha, a dhamma, a kasra, a sukun, a shadda, no matter what state of the letter you are seeing that letter in, it is always going to be heavy. It is not conditional heaviness. It doesn't mean that in this case it's heavy. It is always going to be heavy. So if you see any of these letters, automatically you can make it heavy. You don't even have to question whether it is heavy or not in this case, because it is always going to be heavy. These letters are khussa, dagd, and gild. These are the same letters of isti'ala. Okay, so all of these letters are also going to be known as the letters of isti'ala. Isti'ala, as we learned from the word ulu, also means to raise because you are raising the back of the tongue. So all of these letters, because you are raising the back of the tongue, they are going to have isti'ala, and thus they are going to have tafkhim. They are going to be heavy. Now these are the letters that are permanently always heavy. So this is the first group. The second group is letters that are sometimes heavy and sometimes light. So these are letters that occasionally have tafkhim. Not in every case is it going to be heavy. So these letters, you have to know when it is heavy and when it is light. Sometimes it will be heavy and sometimes it will be light. So we have to know in which case is it going to have tafkhim. So these letters have 3 in this category. We have alif, we have lam, and we have ra. Now, you may have noticed that as we were doing the analysis of the verses, sometimes I would mention that in this case, the letter ra is heavy. In this case, lam is light. This is because these letters have occasional tafkhim. They are not always heavy and they are not always light. Only in some cases it is going to have tafkhim. Now, when it comes to these letters, we usually refer to them as light letters. So So you'll notice that even when we were doing isti'ala, we did not include lam and ra within these letters. Even though these letters are sometimes heavy, we do not consider them to be heavy letters. The reason for this is that they are light letters. Occasionally, in certain circumstances, we are going to make them heavy, but in and of itself, these letters are not considered heavy letters. They are light letters. So when we ask, what are the heavy letters? You are just going to say khusa dakhlin kid. You are not going to say lam, you're not going to say ra, and you're not going to say alif. Even though in certain cases you might have to make it heavy, this does not make them heavy letters. It only means that occasionally it will have tafkhim or it will be heavy. So this is the second category, letters that are sometimes heavy, sometimes light. Then we have the third category, which is letters that always have tarqiq. These are letters that are always light. Never in any circumstance are you ever going to make these letters heavy. And the letters are all of the remaining letters that are not part of khusa dakhlin kid, that are not alif lam ra. Rest of those letters are going to be light. So for example, ba, da, jim, ha, all of these letters that are not part of khusa dakhlin kid are always going to be light. This is very important because when letters are surrounded by heavy letters, we tend to make all of them heavy. I will give you an example later on, but this is very important that a letter that is heavy should remain heavy and a letter that is light should remain light. It is very, very important, and especially when we are reading and we have a letter that is surrounded by other heavy letters or other light letters, we tend to make the letter in the middle light or heavy, even though it is not supposed to be either light or it's not supposed to be heavy. I'll give you more examples of this, and when we see it in person, you'll see what I mean. But it is very important that if a letter is heavy, we should keep it heavy. And if a letter is light, we have to keep it light. And this is part of the rulings of tajweed, that in order to have perfect tajweed, you cannot make a letter light or heavy. And you can also change the meaning of the word if you do this. So this is also a very big sin if you are changing the meaning of the Quran. So this is just something that we should be cautious of. Now, when it comes to letters that have tafkhim, these letters are seven letters. Khussa dakhlin kid, these are also the letters of isti'ala. Now, when it comes to these letters, some of these letters are heavier than other letters. Okay, in khussa dakhlin kid, now keep in mind, all of these are heavy. Khussa dakhlin kid, all of these letters are heavy. Some of these are heavier than the other heavy letters. And we have already done this concept when we did itabaq. Itabaq means extra heavy. And there, remember, there are four letters of itabaq. Ta, ba, sa, and la. So these are the four letters of itabaq. These are the heaviest of the heavy letters. And when we look at the study of these heavy letters, the scholars have put them in the form of stairs. So you can imagine it like stairs. And each letter has its own stair. It has its own level. And as you go higher up the staircase, the heavier that letter becomes. So if you do want to visualize the heaviness of these letters, you can even draw like a little staircase just going up. And at the top of the staircase, we have the heaviest letter. And at the bottom of the staircase, we have the lightest letter. So now I'm going to start from the bottom. And I'm going to tell you what is the lightest letter of all of these. The lightest letter in khussa dakhlin kid is going to be the letter kha. Kha is heavy. You hear that it's heavy, kha. But it is not as heavy as some of the other letters. Kha compared to ta. Kha, ta. Kha, ta. Now you hear ta is quite heavy. Kha is not as heavy, but it is still heavy. So this is going to be at the very bottom of the staircase. Now on the next step, we have the letter ghain. Ghain is the second stair. It is a little bit heavier than kha, but still considerably light compared to the other letters. Then we have the letter qaf. So qaf is in third place. So these three letters are letters that are infitah. They are not extra heavy. They are heavy. They are not extra heavy. So we have kha, gha, and qaf. These three letters. Kha is lightest. Gha is second, qaf is third. Then the next four letters are going to be itbaq. They are going to be extra heavy. And at the very bottom of the extra heavy letters, we have la. So la in the context of khusa dakhlin kid is fourth place. Then we have sad, which is fifth place. Ba'd, which is sixth place, and Ta is going to be at seventh place as the heaviest letter. And this is at the very top of the staircase. So as you go up the staircase, the letters are getting heavier and heavier. Now let's look at all of these letters. And as I'm reading them, try to figure out if you can hear that difference between heaviness. Okay, if you can hear that some letters are heavier than others. Starting from the very bottom, Kha, Gha, Qa, Va, Sa, Ba, Ta. Now you should hear that as I am moving up, the letters become heavier and heavier. So we are starting from the lightest of the heavy letters and moving on to the heavier of the heavy letters. Again, just keep in mind, all of these letters are heavy. All of these letters, Khusa, Dakhl, and Kid, are heavy. It's just that some of these are a little bit heavier than the other ones, even though all of them are heavy. Okay, so inshallah, we'll stop here for now. And then in the next class, we'll do a quick review of this before we move on to the other tafkhim and tafkhik letters. So let's go ahead and move on to ayah 152 and do some analysis, starting from وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ. Name of Allah here is going to be light. وَرُسُلِهِ, Ra in this case is heavy. So Ra is a letter that is sometimes heavy, sometimes light. In this case, it is going to be heavy. As we move on with this topic, I will cover the heaviness of the letter Ra. There are certain scenarios that will make the Ra heavy, so we'll cover that and then we will be able to identify better. For now, you can just write an H down underneath. As I'm pointing them out, and then inshallah, once you know a little bit more about this rule, once we have covered this rule in Tajweed, then you can try to point it out on your own. But here, وَرُسُولِهِ, just for context, is going to be heavy. وَلَمْ يُفَرِّقُوا, Ra here is going to be light. قَاف is permanently heavy. بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ, this is a four-count mad. سَوْفَ يُؤْتِيهِمْ, Hamza here is going to have jahad and shidda, so make sure that you are giving it a little bit of that jerking sound. يُؤْتِيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ, Ra in this case is heavy. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. غَفُورَ الرَّحِيمَ, Ra is going to be heavy. And the second case in Rahima is also heavy. And then we end here on a two-count مَدَّ الْعِوَدْ. يَسْأَلُكَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ أَن تُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْهِمْ كِتَابًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. This is a four-count med. Because I am stopping here on the hamza, I am going to give it nabr. This means that I'm going to raise the voice a little bit so that that sound of hamza is clear. مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. So give it a little bit of nabr, and you can also jerk on it just a little bit to give it that shidda. فَقَدْ سَأَلُوا, قَافْ is heavy, دَالْ هَزْ قَلْقَلَ, مُوسَى, this is a four-count, مَدَّ الْعِوَدْ, أَكْبَرَ, Ra is going to be heavy, مِنْ ذَلِكَ فَقَالُوا, قَافْ is going to be heavy, لُو is a four-count, مَدَّ الْعِوَدْ, أَرِينَ, Ra is going to be light, أَرِينَ اللَّهَ, name of Allah here is heavy, جَهْرَةً, Ra is heavy, فَأَخَدَتْهُمْ, خَا is heavy, الصَّاعِقَ, صَاد is going to be heavy, قَافْ is heavy, بِظُلْمِهِمْ, ظَا is heavy, ثُمَّ اتَّخَذُوا الْعِجْلَ, خَا is going to be heavy, الْعِجَلَ, جِيم is going to have قَلْقَلَ, مِنْ بَعْدِ, this is going to be إِقْلَاب, مَا جَاءَتْهُمْ, this is going to be a four count, مَد, الْبَيِّنَاتُ فَعَفَوْنَا عَنْ ذَلِكَ, وَآتَيْنَا مُوسَى سُلْطَانًا, Ta is going to be heavy, مُبِينَا, this is a two-count مَدَّ الْعِوَدْ, وَرَفَعْنَا, Ra is going to be heavy, عَيْن has توسط, فَوْقَهُمْ, قَاف is heavy, الطُّورَ, Ta is heavy, Ra in this case is heavy, بِمِيثَاقِهِمْ, قَاف is heavy, وَقُلْنَا, قَاف is heavy, لَهُمُ دُخُلُوا, دَال is going to have قَلْقَلَ, خَا is heavy, الْبَابَ سُجَّدَا, وَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ لَا تَعْدُوا, عَيْنَ is going to have توسط, فِي السَّبْتِ, بَا is going to have قَلْقَلَ, وَأَخَذْنَا, خَا is going to be heavy, مِنْهُمْ مِيثَاقًا, قَاف is going to be heavy, غَلِيظَا, غَا is going to be heavy, لَام is light, ظَا is heavy, فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ, قَاف is going to have قَلْقَلَ, قَاف is heavy, ضِي is going to be heavy, مِيثَاقَهُمْ, قَاف is heavy, وَكُفْرِهِمْ, رَا is light, بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, name of Allah is light, وَقَتْلِهِمُ الْأَنْبِيَا, this is a four-count مَدِّ الْعِوَدْ, بِغَيْرِ حَقِّمْ وَقَوْلِهِمْ قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفْ, بَلْ طَبَعُ اللَّهِ, name of Allah here is heavy, عَلَيْهَا بِكُفْرِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, this is a two-count مَدِّ الْعِوَدْ, وَبِكُفْرِهِمْ وَقَوْلِهِمْ عَلَى مَرْيَمْ, Ra is going to be heavy, بُهْتَانًا عَظِيمًا, Ra is heavy, and we end here on a two-count مَدِّ الْعِوَدْ, وقولهم قاف is going to be heavy. إنا قتلنا المسيح عيسى بن مريم. را is going to be heavy. رسول الله. را is heavy. Name of Allah here is heavy. وما قتلوه وما صلبوه. صاد is heavy. ولكن شبه لهم. وإن الذين اختلفوا فيه لفي شك من ما لهم به من علم إلا اتباع الظن. ظا is going to be heavy. وما قتلوه قاف is heavy. يقينا قاف is heavy. We end here on a two count مد العوض. بل رفعه الله إلي. را is going to be heavy. Name of Allah here is heavy. وكان الله. Name of Allah here is heavy. عزيزا حكيما. We end here on a two count مد العوض. So inshallah that is our lesson for today, starting from ayah number 152 to ayah number 158. Inshallah, we'll stop here for the tafsir portion of our class. And in the next class, we will continue with the topic of tafkhim and tarqiq. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.